League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's been a transformational year so far for Metals One. Dan Mayling, the CFO, and Craig Moulton, the chairman of the company, join us now to tell us a little bit about what's been going on. First of all, there was a recapitalization at the beginning of the year, guys, and then why don't you take us on from there?
I'll kick off, Craig, if that's okay. And sure. Hi, Alistair. Thanks for getting us on to talk through Metals One. Yeah, look, it's been a pretty big journey for us since IPOing, you know, not much longer than a couple of years ago in a pretty tough market. We raised a bit of capital for a couple of core projects we had in Scandinavia. And, you know, it's fair to say they've been a little bit unloved during the, you know, following on from the IPO. We drilled in Finland with some success. You know, our partner in King's Rose in Norway was also successful in some of their drilling programs in Rana, but we were unloved. And when you have success in exploration, you need more capital, and we were struggling to find that from our UK sort of origin base. So we had an investor group, which were based out of sort of US and Canada predominantly, offer us a chunk of change, which meant that we can, you know, try and unlock what we see there in our existing sort of project base in Finland and Norway, and also bring some new eyes onto the story. And, you know, we've seen that, you know, have a fair bit of success, you know, in recent months, once shareholders approved the deal sort of back in March.
I mean, the movement in the share price, apart from anything else, has been sort of remarkable, really, and shows, I think, you know, a significant degree of support in a market that's not easy for any junior mining company, really.
Yeah, look, I think that's right. I think, you know, the junior space for the last couple of years, or getting on for 3 years now, has really struggled. And, you know, when Metals One listed, very few other companies were able to get IPOs away. I think recently, you know, we've shown we're being proactive, we're on the front foot, we're out there doing things. And I think that's reflected in the market. Plus, as Dan said, you know, we've sort of bring in, you know, a parallel sort of slightly different customer base as well, but also being really proactive in terms of some of the project acquisitions. And you know, I think that's being recognized by the market and the very revaluation of the stock. And, you know, I think personally, we think that's just the beginning. It's there's certainly a lot of runway with these projects and what we have in place now.
Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about these project acquisitions? Dan mentioned Black Schist was, you know, a core asset in the company already. But you guys have gone into the USA now. So tell us a little bit about the thinking there.
Dan, maybe I'll start and then you can color if you wish. So look, I think it isn't hard to see why we like those projects. You've got gold projects in the Carlin Trend, which is, historically a phenomenally rich gold mining area in the USA. Got some massive tier one ore bodies being mined there, and the proximity of these albeit early stage tenements that have just been acquired. It's very exciting, and I think the same in terms of the US. There's obviously a lot of appetite for nuclear power in the US, and things that have been happening recently. So having projects in a part of the US that is historically very important from a uranium point of view, plus some very interesting characteristics in terms of grade that certainly from an Australian point of view would be very rare. So I think those two acquisitions particularly are really exciting.
So it's notable that you're in Europe now in the US. I mean, these are tier one jurisdictions. You've shown yourselves to be an acquisitive company, but I'm going to take it at this point that you're really looking at the sort of safe jurisdictions of the world rather than any more exotic environments.
Yeah, look, that's fair to say, Alistair. And I guess when we're looking at it, the type of project, it's location and also the stage of its sort of development along the risk curve. I guess we might take a slightly different view on a more developed asset, but definitely on the exploration front, tier one jurisdictions where we can apply some modern science and some smarts around that. We think we can sort of bring some value to the market and hopefully hand those over at the right stage to the bigger players if that's appropriate. But what we're also finding now is, with a bit of cash on balance sheet, we can actually get a little bit further along the risk curve than we have been able to in the past. So yeah, some exciting times ahead and a lot of projects to review. And I guess we've got a big enough portfolio ourselves to get along with, with a relatively small team. But Craig, any more to add on that?
Yeah, look, I think that the opportunity here, which a lot of junior explorers don't have at the moment, is having the capital gives the opportunity to find some really quality projects right now that that market where a lot of the projects that maybe were a bit more fluff, if you excuse the term, have obviously disappeared. And there is an opportunity right now if you've got capital to really acquire some value accretive projects for the long term. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity. So yeah, but it's just affirmation that we've been assertive, we've been on the front foot, and I think that'll deliver a lot of value for our shareholders moving forward.
And what about commodity choice? Craig, you mentioned uranium and gold already, and Dan has mentioned in passing the Black Schist nickel project. So you've got three commodities there. Do you favour certain commodities over others at the moment in terms of the projects you're looking at, or indeed in terms of the ones that you've already got in your portfolio?
I think you can sort of you can align the commodity choices with the jurisdiction risk as well. Where these are tried markets, they're understood. They're I guess they're less volatile in some ways. I guess nickel's a bit of an exclusion, but or exception. But I think we're looking at, I mean, gold, uranium. I think in the current paradigm, are places where you want to be. So Dan, feel free to.
Yeah, look, and like everyone else, we'll throw in some copper, but some of the plays take a lot more exploration spend to get to that point of a development decision. Yes, we've got a decent balance sheet now, some cash on it, and some more coming through. But we've got to be mindful of how far we can stretch this. Can we actually move it up that value curve enough? So someone else can come in and partner and work with us. So look, we've got a few interesting things that we're reviewing as well. And look, I'd like to say there's one or two more niche things that we might bring into the portfolio. But right now, gold, uranium, a smattering of nickel and copper feels pretty good to me.
So let's talk about upcoming news flow then. There's work underway on your new American projects. Black Schist has obviously been the subject of some attention for a long time now. What do you think the news flow from Metals One is going to look like over the coming months?
I'll kick off, Craig, and then you can sort of slap me under the table if we were sitting together, you would. Look, we've announced a couple of deals, and the new project areas we've completed predominantly the DD, the paperwork's in place. We'll hopefully close off those that we haven't sort of formally in the next sort of week or two, and that's great. And that means we can get on the ground in the US and start turning over some of the dirt and coming out with some interesting, I think, indications on what we're seeing and our new team's seeing on the ground. So keep an eye out for those bits of news. And then, yeah, in Scandinavia, we've got Johnny's working hard on coming up with a plan on what next. Hammerslady's sort of interesting. I've got some work to do there and looking over the previous owner's workings and coming up with a drill program and timing. And I think in the Black Schist, we're really looking for affirmation from the EU on, how possibly that might be seen as a strategic or available for a strategic source of financing. I think we've demonstrated some scale there, but ultimately we're probably going to have to go out and drill a little bit more at some stage in the next sort of 6 to 12 months there as well. And on Rana, I know King's Rose have been busy generally, and I've got a lot of confidence in that team on making sure that we deliver some sort of program in the next 12 months as well.
So finally, to close it out, guys, perhaps I could ask you in turn, Craig first and then Dan. It seems like the mining sector may be about to enter a period of slight recovery. I mean, I have to caveat that with several notes of caution, because you never really know what's going to happen. But I mean, for example, Metals One has recapitalized and its share price has advanced strongly. And we do see some activity, in amongst junior miners in terms of fundraising and action on the ground in a way that we haven't seen for a couple of years. But do you think these are green shoots of recovery in the sector, or just another kind of false dawn? Craig, any thoughts?
Oh, look, I think you can't be in this industry without being an optimist to start with. So I always seen green shoots. So and it is always a matter of time, as we know. It's a very cyclic, even within a cyclic market, it's it comes around periodically, and when you have these periods of amazing value growth, and whether it's next month, in a couple of months, or at the end of the year, I think at some point it is absolutely going to get going again. There's no doubt about that. You just have to look at global metal supply and demand, and we are consuming metals much faster than we're able to find new deposits. Deposits we're finding are smaller, higher risk. It's I don't think the longer time, long sort of term market, sort of, if you like, for lack of better words, really understands that. And when that starts to be recognized, I think we will certainly see that. And I guess I'd just add to that by saying, strategically, I think what the Metals One team has done is being able to broaden the number of options it has in front of it strategically. And we all know the more strategic options you've got, the more guaranteed further growth is. And so I think whether it's a short-term growth or this continued long-term growth, I think we're looking forward to quite a bright future.
Any thoughts, Dan?
Look, not much to add, and that's why Craig's the chairman. You put that very succinctly. Look, and I think at the moment it's just don't overextend yourself, especially in our game. We've got flexibility in our portfolio in how hard and fast we chase these targets. But we're not scared to say, well, it's bull up on this one and focus on this play, because we see some sort of exit or opportunity there to return some value to our shareholders. Personally, just as general corporate finance, I still see a lot of M&A type opportunity and consolidation, especially in the UK market. There's a lot of small caps out there that will struggle, and some good projects floating around too. So hopefully there's some smart corporate finances around there to bring those groups together.
Well, it's great to see you guys giving some cheer to investors with the strong advance of the Metals One share price. It's really nice to see that happen, because not every company is managing that. So it's good to have some good news in the sector. We hope you continue with your progress, and thanks for joining us today, Dan Mayling and Craig Moulton.
Thanks, Alistair.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.